Relax, Alyssa. Jerry really isn't as bad as you're thinking. Tali, her co-worker, said to her. Alyssa Moran added more sugar to her tepid coffee and winced. She didn't even like that much sugar, but her nerves were all over. Placing the spoon on the plate with a small clink, she moved her hands to her lap. Unable to sit still, she wiped the sweat off her palms on her suit pants.
I'm not nervous.
Liar.
Mrs. Wilder sounded like a lovely person over email.
A very strange but nice person. She'd asked some stuff Liz had never been asked before. Ever.
I know. Tali chuckled. Her methods are unconventional, but they work. Look at me.
Yeah, look at her. Before Mrs. Wilder had matched Tali with her two men, Liz had sworn Tali was a man-hater. Nothing good ever came out of her mouth when it came to men, especially if her ex-husband's name was discussed. Then one day she showed up with a glow and a smile. Ever since Liz had seen the change in Tali, she wondered if maybe she wouldn't have to live the life of a 35-year-old cat lady with an addiction to National Geographic and buying sex toys. Unlike what her mother liked to say, Liz was no prude. She loved sex. She liked it a hell of a lot, but she didn't want to keep doing it with the wrong men. Getting into a relationship with a loser just because he could rock her world didn't make sense anymore. Her last live-in boyfriend had the bad luck syndrome. If he got fired, he blamed his eternal bad luck. She got so tired of it, she'd finally snapped at him and yelled,
"No, you dumb fuck. If you don't go to work, you will get fired."
And that was the end of that relationship, at least from her end. The moocher had tried to prolong the agony by saying he had nowhere to go, asking her to please give him another chance, that he'd go find a job and make her proud. Then he went and tried to get her ATM card so he could borrow some money. If she was the kind of person who believed in bad luck, she'd think she was destined to be alone. Liz was too positive for that. She knew there was a man out there for her. At this point, she would take him being human, shifter, or dead. Fuck that shit.
"Sorry I'm late, girls,"
a woman dressed in an impeccable peach suit said, walking toward them. "Mrs. Wilder." Liz stared, open-mouthed, as the older woman winked at the waiter passing by.
"Traffic was a bitch, but what can you do, right?"
She stopped next to Tali, who jumped to her feet and hugged Mrs. Wilder.
"Lovely to see you, Tali."
"Now that I don't live in the same building, I miss you more, Jerry."
Mrs. Wilder made a dismissive gesture.
"Nah, you miss my cakes."
"That too." Tali sighed. Mrs. Wilder turned to her, her gaze piercing and filled with interest.
"You must be Alyssa."
She stood at the same time as Tali, so she offered Mrs. Wilder her hand.
"Mrs. Wilder?"
"None of that. Jerry. Though your matchmaking highness has a nice ring to it, too. But no, Mrs. Wilder. I'm still very young for that."
She pulled Liz's offered hand and gave her a hug. That shocked her. She wasn't used to public displays of affection. Her mother would complain over Liz's choice of perfume or body spray, so she'd never given her hugs, kisses, or kind words in general.
"It's nice to meet you, Jerry."
She waited until everyone sat down again to follow suit.
"Thanks so much for coming."
Tali grinned.
"Okay, now that you have some company, I'm going home early. I'll see you tomorrow."
Tali came around the table and gave her a hug.
"Don't worry. Jerry will take good care of you. If I know her well, I bet she's got someone in mind already."